Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. It's a pleasure to have you here. I'm your host, Jim Masters. We're also welcoming back sales and business coach Caroline Doyle. She's a French-Canadian who obtained degrees as an MBA, a lawyer, and a financial advisor, and achieved record success in that industry. And after a few life and career shifts, Caroline launched her own business in 2020 as a sales mindset and business coach. And she has won all kinds of awards, top 1% of coaches around the world as well. The steps that are mentioned are part of the Roadmap to Success, that formula that she developed and is currently undergoing a patent review. Caroline offers clients a package of tools, coaching, and strategic thinking to help entrepreneurs and small business owners, sales professionals as well, to unlock their potential and get results like double or triple their income. I'm pausing there because did you hear what I said? Double or triple your income? I figured that point would perk everybody up for sure. A winning mindset is a concept Caroline has strong faith in and something for which she obtained coaching certification in from Bob Proctor. Her business coaching credentials come from Donald Miller. Caroline's toolbox contains tactics from each of these notable coaches, plus other skills and experiences from her own career successes. Caroline teaches professionals to use all their mind power and to be strong in determining where they want to go and what actions to take next. The two sides of her work, mindset and business success, are all tied together and part of her custom roadmap. This is part two of our series here on Close Up Radio with Caroline Doyle. She offers independent business assessment services and says that a business is a lot like an airplane with various parts and systems that help it soar. She and her business team look at all six of the aspects that affect a business's growth, then develop action plans and recommend a more effective marketing strategy. The website, CoachCarolineDoyle.com. That's Coach, C-O-A-C-H, Caroline, which is spelled C-A-R-O-L-I-N-E, and then Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E, CoachCarolineDoyle.com. We'll mention that again during the course of the show, but let's welcome Caroline Doyle, live and direct from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, here on the show for part two of our series together. Caroline, welcome back to the program. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much, Jim, for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is all ours. Get your cup of coffee. We're going to have a good conversation as we continue with the series and part two together. We're going to be focusing on business coaching slant and what that is all about. You know, in case anyone missed the first episode of the show last week of our Close-Up Radio series, Caroline, refresh us and tell us a little bit again. I mentioned it in the introduction, some of it, but maybe refresh the memory or introduce it to the new listeners today about some of your past business skills and experiences. And I believe, and I mentioned, there are a lot of wonderful accolades that have come your way, Rookie of the Year and many, many others. Tell us as well about some of those wonderful reviews and accolades that you received in several of the industries that you've succeeded in.
Okay, perfect. So just to remind people, my story is a little bit different than everybody else. I didn't have the typical path. So I started my career here in Montreal as a lawyer really quick, got my MBA, and as a matter of fact, after 3 weeks, I got my first promotion. I thought that was so easy in business. Three weeks after law school, got the first promotion, managing a team of 32 people, so it was great. So I had a very wonderful career, but in 2015, my husband told me that we have to move to Alabama. So went from Montreal to Alabama, and I had to reinvent myself. So I had to start as an insurance agent and financial advisor. That was the only opportunity that I was able to find. However, it was for a very, very good firm, the number one firm in the U.S. They offered me that if I can do on fast track and really quick, made all the sales, all the requirements in less than 12 months, I can become the first woman partner for the Gulf Coast of Mississippi and Alabama. After 172 years, they never had a woman. So when they told me that, I was like, you know what? Maybe it's time that I help others to see that everything is possible when you put this in your mind. And, Jim, what you have to know is I was not very good in English at this time. And, of course, I didn't have the South accent. 6 years ago, I had a strong, strong French accent. So I had a lot of challenges. But when I put something in my mind and I knew exactly where I want to go, I just did it. I just did it. And I also had to manage that I was a mom. At that time, my son was 5 years old. So I had to be home by 5 or 6 max. So I didn't know anybody in the U.S. that didn't really speak English, and I was in a sales position. And really quick, bring in the 6 figures and became the first woman partner in less than 12 months for after 172 years.
Congratulations. So, wow.
Thank you.
172 but, years.
It was about that time.
It's about time, yes. And you did it, and you made it happen. And congratulations. That is absolutely fantastic. Really, really fantastic. So these past business skills and experiences have aided in all of that, right?
Correct. Correct. I had a lot of experience, and every time you're learning so much from those experiences. And that's where in 2020, we had to move back to Montreal. It was during COVID, and at the time, we didn't know what will happen with school. So, you know, we had to deal with Zoom and all this. So I was like, you know what? Let's start my own business so I can work from home, be a mom, and be an entrepreneur at the same time. And I thought that with all my experience, it was time that I can share. And to be honest, we moved back in June 2020. My goal was to start only in October. But when I was thriving, I had a lot of people that I was telling them that I was out of the country. And they said, if you're ready, I'm your client. So I had to really adapt really quick because I didn't have a house. My son had to learn French now. My husband was having a promotion, so I thought that their personal plate was was full. But I started the company in my car, and you know what? 4 months later, before I got my house, I got an award that I was top 1% coaches around the world. So sometimes, you know, when people are not ready to jump, they overthink. I will just say follow your intuition because, you know, I could just say, oh, too bad, and I will just wait October because I have enough just to find a house and, you know, just having the basic things in life. But I'm so glad that I did it. Even with everything we had, I had the time to have an impact on people, to help them to bring their business where they want to go, even if I was not set in my personal life.
That's amazing, really. Just to follow that path, you know, for the past few years, your business knowledge has been used to even analyze small business operations to coach business leaders, which I think is a beautiful thing that you're doing. Let's share some of that, if we can, Caroline, and talk about your work as a business advisor and coach and how it really helps other professionals to grow in size and in revenue. And when I was saying the introduction, I paused purposely at the part where I said double or triple their income. That usually is an attention grabber.
Yes, and some more. So basically, I have 3 kind of target markets. And I work with, you know, I have different programs for them. I have the insurance agents and real estate. I have the leaders, and I have the business owners. If I just give you a couple examples on insurance agents and real estate, you will understand then. And then we'll move to maybe the business owners. But those, you know, it's hard. They're like business owners too. They don't have all the responsibilities as a business owner, but they still have the same challenge. How do you double your income? How do you go to the next level? How do you get this award to be the top producer? It's really hard when you're starting or even after 5 or 6 years in the business. So the tool that I put in place is really to help them. There's a PAP. I teach the success formula. If everybody apply those steps, they will do it. To give you an example, one of the real estate, when she started with me, she was in the business since 13 years, and she was in a poor area, so, you know, we have to be careful compared to really big city. But I think her production at that year, she was around $500,000 of sales as a real estate. After she did my program, she did over $7 million. And now she's on her way to do $12 million. So really quick, she was able to even more than double her income. I have some insurance agent, the same thing. That I have one that I have in her mind. Last year, it was not a great year for many personal reasons. And she did a couple thousand dollars. And after 2 weeks she was with me, she did what she did her full year in 2 weeks. So that's just one example, because what we do, we unlock their potential. We ask them the right question, and then we coach them as a little group. So it's helping them to create some accountability, to bring some strength in this group. So everybody's sharing about the same topic. But basically, I coach on 12 steps. So this is those ones. Then the leaders. The leaders is we have to coach them as a leader first. And then how do you bring this back in your team? Because if we just coach the leader, then a bigger gap will be there. So how do we make sure that the team is also following the leader who's doing a personal growth? So that's really important. And then the business owner. I created something that, Jim, at the beginning when I started my company, even if I had a lot of experience, I touched almost everything, I didn't know really where to start. Even if I did my annual reviews in 3 weeks, there's a lot of things that I was like, oh, who can help me? I invested over $200,000 in coaches and help, having some consultant or helping. And I was like, no, this is not what it should be done. So I created a program that I was like, if business owner just taking this, they have enough to grow. They know exactly where they are, where they want to go, what do they have to do. And I cover mindset, I cover sales, I cover leadership, business, finance. Most of business owners don't even understand their financial report. They don't understand where is the money. They don't even understand how to save some taxes legally to pay themselves. There's a lot of tools that they can use. And also legal. On the legal side, there's a lot of contracts that has to be in place. But also, how do you build a proposal? How do you negotiate? So I built a six-month program that every entrepreneur that they're coming, their business will be like at the top right away, because they will have all the tools in one place. And the way that I coach, I bring people together, because also they have a network. So why we don't use all our network to help each other? So the difference is also I select my client. It's not about their income. It's about how much they want to be involved and how much they're ready to give to others, because I think if you give, you will receive so much. And right now, people that I coach by group, they're like, oh, I cannot miss this class. I learned so much from each other. So I will tell you, Jim, I have the best job in the world, helping people to be more successful. How fun is that?
That's incredible, huh? Congratulations on all, because I can hear the true passion in your voice, too, how much you're really, truly enjoying this, and I think it's fantastic. And you know, the difference you're making in the lives of others you obtained your business coaching certificate, as I mentioned earlier, from Donald Miller. What are some of the essential elements of his Business Made Simple and the program that you adopted, Caroline?
Yeah, so like Donald liked to say, is business is simple, and it's true. Most of the time, we overcomplicate it. And I think also as a lawyer, one thing that I think I see the difference compared other people or even when I'm listening to my clients, as a lawyer, we have to ask a lot of questions. We have to ask the right question really quick to get the information. And in sales and in business, it's the same way. So one thing that I adopted with Donald Miller, it was to, how do you get the seven steps of messages? How do you bring a good structure in your message to increase yourself, to increase your positioning? Most people, they talk about them thinking that they're trying to help the prospect or the client, when most of the time I say they don't care about what you're saying. How can you ask more pink questions? And positioning yourself, establishing the credibility in one sentence. So I teach a lot about the seven steps to structure the message to increase yourself. And so I use part of Don, and I use part of what I learned in my experience. And it makes a huge difference. I had some clients that they got more than a year of salary just by those messages. So that's one thing that I coach, that I coach on different aspects. Generally, when I coach people, I see them twice a week, one on mindset and one on business strategy. So they have a lot of time, but it's like, let's go. Let's do it really quick because time is against them. They need to perform as soon as possible.
Yes, right. That's so important for people to realize that, absolutely. You know, in discussing business assessments, you use the concept of a plane to dissect a business, how it operates, how it can fly highest. That's such a wonderful analogy, too, Caroline. Share with us this plane idea, starting maybe with the cockpit and the crew and going from there.
Yes. So I have to say this is an idea from Donald Miller. So I really work I'm a certified coach with him, so I use these tools as a certified coach. We can use it, and it's seriously fantastic because as a business owner, you have so many priorities, and again, it's not clear. How do you double your income? How do you get to the next level? So the airplane is helping you to identify which area should be a priority. So example, the cockpit is your leadership. So through a ton of questions, we will evaluate your leadership. Then the engine, or sales and marketing. Then the wing, or your product. Do you have the right product for you? Do you have the right target market? The fuel is your cash flow. How is your cash flow if you want to grow the company? And the fuselage is your overhead. So with the overhead, we're looking. And then when you're done with this assessment, you're having a clear action plan. You have a lot of action plan in every area. Then together, we can identify which one will have the most impact in your business. Which one can you target first to really make sure that your airplane will fly?
See, that's really important, right? Absolutely, because that's the goal. That is the strategy leads to. Now, when you analyze a business, you develop specific action plans that involve better metrics, marketing, and even standards of excellence, right? Let's talk about those plans to grow one's business, because everybody wants to grow and expand and flourish. You even have a mini version that you want to offer our close-up radio listeners today, right?
Yes. So, I really believe that your success is a roadmap. But if you're not clear, first of all, if you're not clear about where you want to go, how can you reach it? It's like a GPS. Your destination needs to be clear. So when I work with people, first of all, we'll talk about how do we set the right goals. 92% of people that are listening to you, Jim, today, unfortunately, they will fail to reach their goal. Not because they're not capable, because they have the wrong goal. They don't know what do they have to do mentally in their mind to check the box, to really accept this and say this is the right goal. After that, as you said on the metrics, we need to understand now that you know where you want to go, where are you? And we love the metrics because the numbers are telling you a story that you like or not. This is your pattern. So how do I make sure if we want to double our income or double our revenue, how do we make sure we really understand? And most people, if they're in sales, they will say, if I want to double, I need to double the number of appointments, which sometimes it's not even true. So when we understand this, now we can start to plan better and use the right strategy. Some people were thinking about changing their target market, but when you know the average in the industry, then you say, no, you have the right target. You just need to increase the volume or this. So it's really helping. And the metrics, I always say it's like your business mirror. If you don't know your metrics, how can you manage? And then we develop the right strategy with this. But basically, the numbers are telling you a story. So learn your own story. Then I work a lot on mindset. I have 12 steps to really make sure that people will be successful. Because 95% of your success is your mindset. But mindset is more than just sitting down on my chair and thinking that I will have the first $1 million. It's really more than this. So I work on the 12 steps to really make them happen. Then I will work on the marketing. I will have some guests that they are coming to help them on marketing, different. It could be the target market, it could be the messages, it could be different strategies, different tools that we use, that it makes a difference in their business. We work on their sales too, of course, because sales is so important. As I said before, we work on their finance, not only looking at the financial report, but also I have some guest speaker that they will help them to say, how do you increase your profit and pay yourself instead of the IRS? There's legal ways that most business owners don't know. So I work with a lot of people that are coming to help the client. And, of course, as I said, the legal. There's a lot of things that can be done just to help business owners and make their life easier. So this is basically what we do, you know. And if you're in sales, I may not touch the legal part, but I will touch other strategies to really help them to say, you are in control of this. You may not know when the client is taking the decision, but you are in control of controlling how you think, your feelings, and your actions. And that's exactly what we do. And the mini version that we are offering to people, if they take the free business assessment, they can have a free 30 minutes with us and give us the some action plans. And then they can join a little program if they want. That it's 2 coaching a month for $59. It's 2 meal at the restaurant. And you have a coach,
yeah.
Top 1% coaches around the world. So we offer this because we know that it's not everybody who can have a coach. But if you're having a coaching session 2 times a month on different skill builder, different strategy, that can also make a difference.
It's so important. And even coaches get coached, right? Even they, you know, are always coached in improving their technique and understanding of the human condition.
Yeah, I have 3 coaches, so I have a lot of report to do.
Right,
everybody
exactly.
Makes me accountable, but it's good, but it's right. It's the same as an athlete. If you're in sales or a business owner, you are somebody who's a high performer. You need to have a coach to help you to get out of your own head, to bring you to the right path, to help you to step out of your comfort zone.
Right. That's so important. And that's, you know, with your bright, bubbly, full of confidence attitude that you have, Caroline, I think, you know, all these are great assets that make you an engaging speaker and a relatable coach. And even on your website, you're in a red leather jacket, an outfit that speaks to your fire and your power and being self-assured. And that's very important, right? Because those are some things that not everybody always comes out of the gate with, being, you know, self-assured and confident. But you can help them allow that to rise to the surface in their lives, right? Which will not only help them in business, but helps them with relationships and all aspects of their lives in the long run.
Yes. Yes, it's important. And I think I also have enough experience in the market to say, you know, I know what I will tell you is right. And also, I did some mistakes. As a business owner, I did some mistakes that I will share with them to say, don't repeat it. Learn it from it. So you will accelerate your success.
See, that's really terrific. We only have like maybe a couple minutes left. Do you have a quick maybe success story that you can share with us? You don't have to mention a name, but something that comes to mind, a client that you worked with and they were able to achieve such great success as a result of working with you?
Yes, I have a lot of success. I have a lot of success story. I have somebody in mind started to work with me last year. He's an insurance agent. He was in the probably top 25% around the country, but I will say his income was close to six figures. And really quick after that, he started to do the coaching. Now he's targeting to be in the top 50 agents around the country. And what I like with him is because he was very analytical. And he knew we had a couple conversations because he didn't believe or he was not sure. It was like, prove me that mindset works. Bring me some data. And it was fun. And he had such a big transformation, started to open up, started to believe in this. And not only his career changed, but now everybody sees this person as a huge role model. And the other day he told me that he started now to coach at his office on mindset, which I thought it was the biggest paycheck to say, you know what, this person was not sure, but he had a pain and he knew his potential. This guy is very smart. He knew his potential, but he knew he was stuck. He didn't know what to do. And now he's targeting to be the top 50 insurance agent around the country. Really smart, very nice guy. And now he's helping a lot of my clients by sharing his knowledge. It's amazing. It's just an amazing story that everything is possible when you open up and you unlock your potential.
Absolutely right. Mention, if you can, that offer one more time that you're offering to listeners.
Yes, so those people that they would like to have just, you know, a small program, it's $59 for two coaching a month, 2 1-hour. It's a group coaching. It's really skill builder. We have other programs that it's really 6 months, but if you're ready to double or triple your income, this is an investment who will bring you this. It's a six-month program. So the big program is different than the $59, but the $59 is two coaching sessions a month as a group to help you to have some sales strategies, some business tactics, messages, LinkedIn, Facebook, stuff like this to help you to build your business.
That's incredible. That's really, really fantastic. And congratulations on all. You're doing amazing work. I encourage folks to go to the website, CoachCarolineDoyle.com. That's CoachCarolineDoyle.com to learn more about the extraordinary work and how she might be able to help you or others that you know that could really desire to get on that map, that roadmap to success with the formulas that she has designed. Caroline, thank you very much for joining us on the show. Really was a pleasure, and I hope we get a chance to explore some more down the line as well. That would be a pleasure. I hope you enjoyed the time today.
Yes, thank you so much, Jim, and I look forward to meeting you in person, maybe in Montreal.
That would be fantastic. That sounds good. You put the coffee on. We're coming. Thank you very much. Sales and business coach Caroline Doyle. She's amazing. CoachCarolineDoyle.com And don't forget to inquire about that very exclusive special offer for Close Up Radio listeners. I'm Jim Masters. Thanks for joining us on Close Up Radio, and thank you for your time. Stay tuned. We'll be back momentarily with another amazing guest on Close Up Radio coming up in just a moment. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.